I'm Michael Klemmer, Army veteran and CEO of Aerial Resupply Coffee. There are millions of special needs families, including military families, that need all the support and encouragement that they can get. Long hours poring over paperwork, addressing schools and therapies, all with just the minimum amount of sleep available. The autism community needs an aerial resupply of coffee, and you can do this by becoming a patron of Autizable at patreon.com/autizable. By joining, you'll not only be eligible to receive some coffee or swag from Aerial Resupply Coffee, you will also know that you are promoting autism awareness, understanding, and acceptance. So become a Patreon, get some coffee for yourself or for a friend at patreon.com/autizable. Thank you.
Welcome to another episode of Autizable Dance, Life with Autism, from a parent's perspective. With each episode, Rob and I talk with media professionals, business owners, and nonprofits to discuss what they are doing to help families get the services they need and how the public perceives autism. We also talk with other autism parents and autistic individuals about their life and autism.
Okay. So I'm going to dive into this week. I know it's been kind of busy for everybody, so bear with me. So this past week, we had several appointments to be at, and let's just say they were appointments that were months in the making. So to say that anxiety was present is an understatement. After all, we needed to arrive at our destinations in time. If we miss these appointments, it meant we had to reschedule, something nobody wants to do, regardless if you're a special needs family or not. So this meant we had to get my son ready in advance and encourage him to be ready in time for us to leave. As this is often the case, there can be resistance to this effort, and as a result, this increases our level of anxiety. Now, if you're a parent of a teenager, I'm sure you can relate. So this reminds me of how often we set expectations of ourselves and of others, and often get disappointed or angry that those expectations may not be met. Now, as we were going through all of this, my wife reminded me during this time that our son mirrors our emotions. If we are frustrated, sad, angry, or anxious, he feels every bit of it. As I was communicating with my son, he not only heard my word, he felt them. He also felt that I was becoming anxious, and that added to his resistance. Now, I've read over the years off and on that some people think that autistic visuals lack empathy. I'm going to share this right now and dispel that myth entirely. Autistic individuals have an abundance of it. The challenge I've found with many autistic individuals, including my son, is not in the ability to absorb information. It is in the processing and expression of the information they've received and how to communicate it to others so that they understand. The irony here is that many neurotypicals have similar challenges, not to the degree that many autistic individuals have, but that's just the point. So how do I address challenges and frustrations and anger or emotions when my son is around? Well, it's all about keeping my attitude in check. Sometimes I'm great at it, and other times I'm not. Now, in the weekly newsletter this past week, there was somebody who shared something that was, well, I'll just put it this way, easier said than done. That's about as true of a statement as one can get. Easier said than done. Oh my goodness. It is one of those statements that you're just like, oh my goodness. It's easier to say you're keeping your attitude in check than actually doing it. There is a lot of truth to that. Oh my goodness. But you know, I had to do it. Maintaining a positive attitude, I've found, of course, over the years, you hear it in the work environment. You also hear it in the family environment. It's a practice. It's a learned behavior to maintain positivity, to maintain a smile in the midst of adversity. Now, some people might call this a form of masking, and it could be, but it's also trying to make sure that you're having the right attitude as you're going about it. And I think that's the point, is that you do have to have a good attitude about it. You know, it's perspective here. I mean, there's a lot of times when I'm trying to maintain a positive attitude, and I think we've all entered those moments where we're trying to maintain a positive attitude, when in fact we just want to slap somebody off the, you know, upside the head. Yeah, come on, let's be honest with ourselves. There have been moments where you've watched TV shows or you've read something online or you're like, I can't believe this, or you watch something in the news and you're just like, oh my goodness, it infuriates me. Well, attitude here is everything, folks. As infuriating as it is, it being able to share this and being able to be open about it is one of those things that's very frustrating, because at one time, you know, you want to be able to express your frustration about a situation, but at the next instance, you shouldn't, or should you? You know, there's things to consider. That was just a reminder this past week that my son, he recognized the anxiety. And you could see that he was becoming anxious himself. Now our kids do that. Not just autistic kids, but just kids do that in general. And I think even in a work environment, if leadership is anxious about something, the rest of the employees feel it. We feel that, and we have empathy towards what's going on in our surroundings. And I think approach and how we address things with empathy, with sympathy, with an understanding that there is an end result and a goal in mind, and that so long as there's forward motion and forward progress, that's the key. But there are deadlines that need to be met. There's things that need to be learned and understood as, you know, we move forward. And as we go about this coming week, it is a thought that maintaining a positive attitude isn't necessarily masking. It's just a way to be able to make sure that if it's something that we are frustrated about, that we communicate that effectively. If it's something that we are happy about, that we communicate it effectively. And what I mean by effectively is that we just maintain a positive attitude through it, but with an understanding that there is a seriousness associated with it. And I think my son understood that as we had to go deal with these appointments. He understood that, yeah, we had to do these things. We had to go to these appointments as a family and deal with these certain things. He understood. He knew what was up. He just had to go in his own time. And I think often we all have those moments. Sometimes rushing things is just rushing things for rushing's sake. I think we got to be cautious about that. Anyways, that's this week's moment of, I guess, insanity, but just having a little bit of fun this week. Had a great weekend, had a great past week. The appointments did go well, which was good. And we just keep on moving forward. Have a great week, and thank you again for following me on this journey as I learn more from my son and about, you know, I guess life this past week. Thank you for all the Patreon supporters at autizable.com and patreon.com/autizable, to Corey, to Daryl, to Linda, to Patricia, and to all those who take a moment and provide just a little bit of funding each month. So I guess I could have coffee and just keep Autizable running. Have yourself a great week.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Autismable Dads, Life with Autism from a Parent's Perspective. More often than not, we tend to talk a lot with other people. This particular edition is just some insight that I share from my perspective. Feel free to reach out to us at autismable.com. We're on Facebook, Twitter, as well as several other social media outlets. You can also become a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/autismable. Thank you.